Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The state legislature will soon debate a bill aimed at raising money for improvements to the state's transportation system. The bill, unveiled yesterday by House leaders on Beacon Hill, could produce $600 million in new transportation revenue, partly funded by increasing the gas tax and by surcharging ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft. Joining us this morning to talk about the bill is State Representative Bill Strauss, who co-chairs the Joint Transportation Committee. Good morning, Representative Strauss, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
I have to say, when I first saw the number associated with the bill when it was unveiled yesterday, I had this question. Is $600 million, while it's a lot of money, enough money to fix what's wrong with transportation in Massachusetts?
Well, of course, that's always the question when you have one of these issues in public debate. While there are no doubt some who say we need more, there actually are others who say we don't need any more at all. So the trick of getting 160 members of the House, 40 members of the Senate, and possibly the governor all on the same page is a difficult one. So each of us has probably the correct number in our heads as to which projects need most attention, but the legislative process is one of developing consensus. And so I don't expect everyone to say it's the absolute best number. What's most important to me is that we end up in a place where we're making significant improvements, whether, again, you're on mass transit or roads and bridges.
The bill proposes a 5-cent increase on the state gasoline tax, which, of course, many consumers are not going to be happy with. And that proposal has been criticized by House Republicans and Governor Baker, who opposed putting more taxes on gasoline. Why did the House opt to keep it in?
Well, gas tax is an important component of funding the transportation system. It goes by state constitution directly into the transportation trust fund, so the money is dedicated and can only be used for transportation. And one of the sad facts is, since as recently as 2003, given increases in construction costs around the country and here, the purchasing power of the existing gas tax is only half of what it was, as I say, as recently as 2003. So it's just a necessary part of doing this. But what we've done with the package is to decrease the reliance on just the gas tax. We have additional revenue sources that are involved in the bill. The Uber and Lyft, the networking companies that provide shared rides or rides these days, are now going to be an increasing part of the mix. That makes sense. These businesses use the roads, frankly, to operate. And so that has a logic to it, and that's a funding source we never would have had available before.
Business-wise, the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce says the proposed $150 million increase in minimum corporate taxes could hamstring businesses here. How do you respond to that?
Well, again, we have corporations that make, frankly, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, and that's great in Massachusetts. But the $456 fee as recognition for the basic ability to operate in Massachusetts is something that hasn't been changed in 30 years. So what we've done is, for the businesses that have revenue of $1 million or less, so the small local stores that many of us appreciate and look to in our communities, they stay at the same $456 fee, no increase whatsoever. And then we have a graduated series of, I think, 9 tiers going up to $1 billion that gradually does an increase. And there is a logic, I think, in recognizing that the direct users of the system, those that drive, those that ride on trains and subways and commuter rail, are asked to pay a share. And the businesses themselves, who we're proud to have here and we want more here, they have a role too. Everyone has a role to play. And that balance, that fair balance of both how we raise money and the places where we spend money, is the target here.
As I understand it, debate on this bill begins next week. Do you expect quick passage or tough debate?
Well, we've reserved up to 3 days for debate and consideration of the amendments, but hopefully we can wrap it up on the House and get a package over to the Senate for their consideration at the end of next week.
State Representative Bill Strauss, co-chair of the legislature's Joint Transportation Committee, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.